Dr. David Cohen is with us, a professor of political science. He's one of our political analysts here in the morning show. Always appreciate David making time. He's also, of course, a fellow with the Bliss Institute for Applied Politics at the University of Akron. And David now joins us. And David, I guess, first of all, vote coming down today, government shutdown at least, and I wanted to get your opinion here, being kicked down the road. We'll be revisiting this in January, and what are you expecting in January, my friend?
Good morning, Ray. Well, the last 10 years has shown me that I really shouldn't get into the prediction business, because who knows what's going to happen. But what I expect to happen is tonight the bill passing the House of Representatives. Hopefully, President Trump will be signing that bill in the next couple of days. It'll keep the government open until January 30th at the most. And then it'll be up to the Congress to pass the rest of the budget bills. This particular group of bills, it's three of the 12 appropriations bills. So part of the government, they will not have to vote on it. And part of the budget, they will not have to vote on, before January 30th. But the other nine appropriations bills will be up for a vote. And so who knows if we're going to go through another government shutdown after January 30th or not. My guess is we'll come right up to the brink. And then we'll see what happens. Congress never gets its work done on time, which is why we're in this mess in the first place, because this was supposed to all have been done by September 30th, when the fiscal year budget was due.
David, there's a lot of skepticism out there that basically economically for airports, holidays, and everything, they're kicking this down the road. I don't know if that's true or not, but there does seem to be a lot of skepticism pertaining to the Democrats. A lot of them don't seem to be happy that this is going to in this direction.
Well, I mean, there's no question about, first of all, the fact that the holidays played a very important role in this whole thing. You got the Thanksgiving holiday coming up soon, Christmas not long after that. And there was a lot of pressure on Congress to get something done, especially with regards to air travel and some of those other critical services that Americans need. The SNAP benefits running out, for example, that was a huge problem, a huge political problem, especially for the Republicans. Democrats are unhappy with some of the other Democrats in the Senate for what they view as a cave on this shutdown. After Tuesday's elections, the momentum was with the Democratic Party. It was pretty clear repudiation of Republicans across the country. Donald Trump himself admitted that this was a political loser for him. And then you had a number of centrist Democrats. And I shouldn't even call them centrist Democrats, because most centrist Democrats didn't cave on this. But you had a number of really establishment older Democrats that were retiring or not up for re-election that decided to give the Republican Party some cover and allow them to break the filibuster in the Senate. And I think what they were worried about is eventually the Republicans essentially eliminating the filibuster. And so I think there's a lot of dissension right now. There's a lot of infighting within the Democratic Party. But the important thing is it looks like the government will actually open and be fully functioning by the end of the week.
With us is Dr. David Cohen, professor of political science, University of Akron. David, you mentioned last Tuesday's voting, and midterms are coming up next year, so that will be very interesting. But when you look at the Democrats, a very good week last week, and you even saw some of that trickle down to even smaller cities across the country and even into Ohio. You in this arena for your professional life, how did you take last Tuesday?
Oh, it was an unqualified butt kicking, by the Democratic Party, Republicans saw it. This happens in off-year elections, and particularly in midterm elections, this happens to the party in power, especially when things are not perceived to be going well. The president is not popular. throughout the country, and the president's party right now is not too popular, and the economy is not doing well. The economy is doing great for people who have a lot of money in 401ks and are invested in the market. But for the rest of us in the real world, prices are much higher than we like. Healthcare costs are exploding, which will not be helped by this legislation that just passed, which does nothing to reverse the elimination of the ACA subsidies, which is going to hurt tens of millions of people in this country. And so people are angry. And who do voters that are angry take it out on? They take it out on the party in power. And so this is just a preview to 2026. And, the president's party rarely does well in a midterm election, and especially, like I said, if the economy is doing poorly and the president is unpopular, you can expect a wave of the opposition for the opposition party, and that's the Democrats this time. Republicans know it, and the Trump White House knows it, which is why they're trying to get as much done as possible in the next, in these first couple of years.
David, President Trump has spent a lot of time internationally in the last 2 to 3 months, going to all centers really around the world, from Japan and Asia over to the EU to the Middle East. I know that was an area that he wanted to do better in his second term. Your viewpoint politically, and there's many who said, hey, shouldn't be going abroad right now. We got to take care of this government shutdown. But with that aside, internationally, did he get some wins?
He's going to call them wins, whether they're wins or not. I mean, he went, and he cut a quote unquote deal with China last week that was essentially the status quo, before all the tariff nonsense. His tariff policy, which is international trade policy, is an unmitigated disaster. And it's one of the reasons why you see prices rising, all over the world, and particularly here in the United States. Tariffs are nothing but a tax that gets passed on to American consumers, and Trump knows this. I'm not sure he knows this, but he knows that there's a lot of pain involved in tariffs, which is why he was talking last week about cutting every American a $2,000 check, and, don't hold your breath. The tariff policies are a disaster. We see all sorts of confusion in the area of strategic weapons. He mentioned the other day about the United States resuming nuclear testing, something that hasn't been done since the 1990s. Now Russia just very, very recently, said, well, if the United States starts resuming nuclear testing, we're going to as well. He could be spurring on another, arms race. And let's not forget, the United States has been blowing up a lot of boats in the Caribbean and in violation of international law and potentially federal law. And I would not be surprised with all the saber rattling that's happening, if the United States makes a more significant move in terms of against Venezuela. That will not endear us to our friends and allies across the world.
To that point, Venezuela, news coming out this morning, is arming up with troops. That's to David's point. With us is Dr. David Cohen, professor of political science at the University of Akron. David, on the other side of the ticket, and we've got a ways to go until 2028, but Gavin Newsom seems to be taking charge a little bit on that ticket. He was very bold with some comments last night pertaining to the government shutdown. As we look at it now, and I know, David, we're a ways away, like I just said, is he going to be the guy that party focuses in on?
Well, he's certainly going to be in the mix, and I don't think there's any question that Governor Newsom is going to be running for president in 2028. And, he's kind of been gearing up for this his whole life. Right now on the Democrat side, Democrats and many, many independents are wanting somebody that is a fighter, that's willing to very much push back against a lot of the autocratic moves that they see being done by President Trump and his administration. And certainly Gavin Newsom is one of those people. And what Democrats also want, at least the base, and a lot of independents, they want people who are younger. And you know, Gavin Newsom is not a septuagenarian or an octogenarian, so he's got that going for him. They want people who are younger and more youthful and that bring a new energy to the party. So Newsom definitely in the mix. I would also say J.B. Pritzker is absolutely in the mix, the governor of Illinois. And he's really, he and his biggest city of Chicago have been in the bullseye from the Trump administration over the last several months with a lot of the ICE raids. And I think Kristi Noem just yesterday just really kind of going after Pritzker. Kristi Noem, of course, being the head of DHS, basically saying that the Trump administration is not going to relent and pull back on their efforts in Chicago. So I think J.B. Pritzker and a number of other Democratic governors are also in the mix, and as well as a few senators, maybe even potentially a House member or two. But yeah, you're right. I mean, Newsom is definitely getting probably the most press, and he will definitely be in that mix that is running for president.
David, great stuff this morning. Thanks, my friend. I know you're on the run this morning. Always appreciate your insight and education, man. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Ray. Take care.